Megillah Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel 1-3. In the previous Mishnah, we had said there's a special dispensation for the village dwellers that they may read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th of Adar, days before the 14th, when the actual miracle is normally commemorated. And the reason why we said is because primarily they're going in to the cities anyways, and they didn't have the wherewithal and the ability easily to do Kriyas Megillah back home. So we made it easy on them. A secondary reason we also gave was that they're the ones who provide the food and water for the people of the city, so we give them a special benefit. But we'll see, that's really a secondary consideration. At all events, the question is, who are these people? What defines a city as one which is allowed to read early? So the Mishnah says, Ezu ir gadola, when is a city so large, this is the phraseology of the Mishnah, that it now constitutes a large city which is required to read Bezman on the 14th, or the truth is even the 15th, same rule would apply for a krach, that reads on the 15th, as opposed to a city who could read earlier. Kol sheyeshba asara batlanim, any city that has 10 people who are idle, meaning that they're always available in the shul to daven shachris min chamarav, they're available to make a minyan. They come early and go home late. So, and many mafarshim learn that these are paid people. I mean, that's like a kol, they're a paid position. They must be there, and it's a responsibility, and they're paid to be there to ensure that the minyan always happens and to avert any displeasure from heaven from a minyan not happening and not happening on time. So a city of that large, which can afford to support such people, or according to many mafarshim, just has such people, is one that's called a large city. According to Yerushalmi, this is their job. Their job is to sit in the Beis Midrash, I guess, and learn, and be available for davening, bikaron. The main point is they're available to make the minyan. Rav, the Shiltas has, that's a Rav Achai Gaon, has other jobs these 10 people do for the community. And the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos goes like that. So according to those, meaning in contrast to the Yerushalmi says they don't do anything at all, that would be these 10 men are communal servants, if you will. Aside from being available for Shachas Min Chamar, they also perform communal functions. 3 of the 10 are Dayanim, they're the judges of the city. A fourth one is like the Shamish, like the bailiff for the court. 2 more are the Gabe Tzedakah, ensuring Tzedakah gets collected. And they need another one, a 7th one, meaning a third of the 2 Gabayim plus a third, which makes 7 altogether, who is in charge of distributing the funds that were collected with the other 2 who did the collecting. That's a sugya in Mesechus Peah, why I need at least 2 to collect and 3 to distribute to prevent corruption, etc. Then you have 3 more, 8, 9, and 10. One guy is a sofer. He's the scribe writing the Kisvei Kodesh and Stam of the city. And one is a chazan, leading the davening, and one is a Melamed Tinokos, is a school teacher. So that's the 10, according to the Rambam's count and Rav Achai Gaon. At all events, you need to have 10 to be considered to be a big city. Less than that, you're allowed to read earlier on the Yom HaKenisa, on the day you go in. Okay. Now, the Mishnah starts like almost like a new paragraph, or revert back to a previous topic. We say be'elu, on these, meaning on these people, we said that you're allowed to be makdim lo ma'acher, and you can read early but not late. Meaning, when it comes to the reading of the Megillah, you can read early, not late. You recall probably the most relevant line of the previous Mishnah on this point in our Mishnah here is that you recall if the 14th fell out on a Shabbos. So really, you know, if I'd ask you, you make the call. When should the people of the cities, not Mukav Choma, but the regular city dwellers who have normally celebrated the 14th, when should they read their Megillah? They can't read on Shabbos the 14th itself because we don't want people to carry Megillahs. So should they read on the 13th or the 15th? You know, the 15th is, it's Shushan Purim. That's a good time to read Megillah. But the answer is no. We said they read from the Mishnah before. We said they read on the day before, on the Friday, the 13th. So you see, the rule is makdimin velo ma'achrin. They read earlier rather than later. We never do later, only earlier. That's a principle that's specific to the reading of the Megillah. But aval, says the Mishnah, and we'll give it now 4 halachic phenomena where we always say you do it If you can't do it on Shabbos, because Shabbos gets in the way for whatever reason, you have to do it later, the day after Shabbos, the Sunday, and not earlier, not on the Friday. And what are these? Avol zman atze kohanim, the time of the bringing of the wood of the kohanim, and many girsos, according to the Rambam, excuse me, the Bar Tanura, have it saying atze kohanim va'am, the wood for the kohanim and the people. This is referring to, yeah, let me read the full sentence, I'll come back to it. And v'tisha b'av, the holiday of tisha b'av, v'chagiga, the bringing of a korban chagiga, the hakel, and the mitzvah of hakel, of gathering the people to hear the king read. The rule for all those is ma'achrin, if you can't do it on a Shabbos, because they fall on Shabbos, then you do it the day after Shabbos on the Sunday, velo magdimin, and not the day before, not on the Friday. So let's just go through these cases. I'll lump three together. Zman atze kohanim, the chagiga and the hakel. These are three mitzvahs that have a certain time, and you can't do it earlier because the time hasn't come to do it yet, so you'll have to do it later. So that will be Zman Atzi Kohanim. That's referring to, if you recall, if you learned prior to Megillah, immediately prior you learned Masechas Tainus, we just had it, that when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, he found that there was not wood in the temple storehouse. It wasn't time to get it. There are certain philanthropists who donated wood to make sure that the base of English could operate properly, and that was considered to be a tremendous kindness to the community. And in recognition of that, in subsequent generations, subsequent years, I should say, for many generations, the descendants of those people had a personal Yom Tov where they would be entitled to come back to the Beis HaMikdash, greeted with like much fanfare. They would bring wood for the Beis HaMikdash, along with, according to most Rishonim, also like a special korban, an offering, an ola, which is offered, called the korban etzim, like the wood offering, if you will, that. And they would provide wood for the Beis HaMikdash with, like I said, much fanfare. So the Mishnah in Tainus there lists specific dates, like when each of these families had their day to the Pravi Yom Tov and bring their wood. And let's say one of them is the 20th of Tammuz. So let's say 20th Tammuz falls out on a Shabbos. They're not going to bring the wood on Shabbos for any number of reasons. They can't bring their korban that day. They can't, it's going to cause Chilul Shabbos, carrying in those streets, and all that kind of stuff. No. So therefore, we push it off to the next day, 21st of Tammuz. We wouldn't do it the day earlier, meaning the 19th, because if we would do it the day earlier, then they're sort of encroaching on the previous benefactor's time, right? That's his window for bringing the wood and having providing the wood, so they can't do it earlier. So only later. Second of all, you have the Chagiga. Chagiga is, the Torah mandates when you come to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year, for the regalim, you can't come empty-handed. You have to bring a shalmei chagiga, a shlamim, which is a chagiga offer, a chagiga, which is a shlamim offering, and it's eaten there. But because, amongst also in the oldest riyah as well, and the shalmei chagiga, although it's normally brought on the first day of Yom Tov, that's not docha Shabbos. It doesn't push off Shabbos because it hasn't got what's called the zman kavua. There's no fixed time you have to bring it today, the first day of Yom Tov, because you could also bring it for the next. There's 7 days of tashlumin, makeup days, if you will. And that being the case, you push it off till the next day and bring it to Chol HaMoed and eat your Chagiga then, or in Shavuos, you bring it the day after Shavuos, etc. So therefore, the Chagiga is not brought the day before Yom Tov, because Yom Tov hasn't arrived yet, it'll be on the second day of Yom Tov, etc. And Hakel is the mitzvah, also Doraisa, that's to occur on the second day of Sukkot, meaning Motzi, Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot, on the first year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning a Motzi Shemitah. So after the Shemitah year is over, come Sukkot, after the first day of Sukkot, that night, everyone is supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Azara there, the king will read certain sections of Sefer Devarim, and the Pasuk requires that everyone comes. It says, Miket Shev Shanim, B'moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos, at the end of 7 years on Sukkot holiday, Tikra es haTorah hazos neged kol Yisrael bazneihem. The king is to read literally in the ears of the Jewish people these certain sections. Hakel es haAm, gather the people together, and that's the word hakel there. Haanashim v'hanashim v'hataf, the man, the women, and even the children, the babies, taf are little babies, like infants. And how are you possibly going to get infants to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? You have to carry them, you can't carry on Shabbos, etc. There are other reasons brought down as well. You can't build the big platform on Shabbos because you can't build on Shabbos, the platform that's required for the king to read from and the people to listen, like the bleachers, if you will. and you can't build it before Yom Tov because it needs to be space in the Azara, can't make it too crowded there, everyone's coming. And similarly, there's blowing of trumpets to get everyone to come, you can't do that on Shabbos. So the whole thing's not a Shabbos activity, and therefore if the second day of Sukkot falls out on a Shabbos, on the first year of the Shemitah cycle, you won't do Hakel that night, you'll do it the next night, so it's pushed forward but not back. You can't do the day before Sukkot because it's not time for Hakel yet. Okay, so those are those three. Although Shema Achren ben Lo Magdimen, we also had Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you know, Tisha B'Av is here. There's more reasons to say that you could. The time for Tisha B'Av, so to speak, has sort of arrived on the 8th of Av already, because we're in the middle of Shavuot Shechabel, the weekend with Tisha B'Av. Their mourning has already begun. Observance of the loss of the Beis Hamikdash already has kicked in. But nevertheless, there's a separate principle, which is that we don't advance mention of or recollection of poronios, like punishments and bad things. We'd always pushed off to later, not earlier. And that being the case, then we would observe the fasting, etc., of Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av, not on the 8th of Av, if the 9th of Av falls out on a Shabbos. The truth is that the same would be true for any of the fasts. Like if Shivas or Batamas fell out on a Shabbos, so then we also would observe it on the Sunday following, like on the 18th of Tammuz. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention it is because in the time of the Mishnah, anyways, the rule was that the public fast days, other than Tisha B'Av, were sort of optional unless there was what's called a Gezeira Shmad, unless there was like sort of religious persecution. But in a time of non-religious persecution, the other fast days aside from Tisha B'Av were sort of optional, and therefore the Mishnah didn't mention them. Okay, now, Mishnah goes on. Now, we have a new paragraph here. Mishnah says, "Afal pisha amru." Even though the rabbi said shemakdimen, we read the Kriyas Megillah v'lom achren. We read it earlier, but not later. Mutarn behesped uvatanas umatanas levyonim. On the days they're reading it earlier, like let's say you're in a village, and you're a villager who read it, let's say on the 12th of Adar. So that's okay. But on the 12th itself, mutar, you're allowed to do a hesped, to do eulogizing people who have died. Matanias, you're allowed to fast, and you're allowed to matanas levyonim, are given early, the gifts to the poor are given early, because we haven't yet, it's not yet Purim, so therefore the first things are permitted. The pasuk talks about how these are days of osen es yom ha'arba'asar l'chodesh adar simcho mishta. You make the 14th the days of Simcha and Mishta, so that means 14th, yes, but the previous days, no requirement for Simcha necessarily, therefore you're allowed on the 12th, let's say, or 13th, if that's when they do the Kriya, to do your fasting and your eulogizing. As far as Matanas Levyonim goes, the gifts to the poor, that's normally like one of the four mitzvahs, Hayom, the mitzvahs that fall out on the day of Purim, since, as we said before, once the poor people hear the Megillah, they're excited to get their gifts, and therefore we don't make them wait, we give it to them early, and that's acceptable. Meaning on the day of the Kriyas Megillah, which would be, let's say, 11, 12, or 13 even. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says one more thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai. When is this true? Now, whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Amasai, the principle, the general rule is, he's coming to not argue with the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir typically. He's coming to just explain when it's applicable. So the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to, if you're a villager, you can read earlier on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, if that's the Yom HaKnisa. So when is that true? Amasai, when is that true? Makom shenichnasim b'sheni v'chamishi. That assumes that the villagers are in fact going in to the big towns on the Monday or Thursday. And therefore, since we want to make it easier for them not to schlep in another time to hear the Megillah, we'll let them hear it this time. Of a makom she'ein nichnasim. But if you're talking about a place where the locals of the village do not go in, lo b'sheni v'lo b'chamishi, neither on the Monday or the Thursday, and therefore there's no reason to give them any special dispensation to read early, in Koronosa, Elabazmana. They may not read it early. They can't sit at home in the village and read it on the 11th, 12th, 13th because it just sort of suits them. No, they must read it on the proper time, on the 14th, like everybody else. It's only a special dispensation we give them if they were going in anyways. Not going anyways, no special dispensation.